Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every once in a while, despite the fact that my moniker... My nombre is on the billboard that is this show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We genuflect to it every day.
Yeah.
We see it when we come in.
Yeah. Slacker Show. Yeah. I just acquiesce. And I Hack comes in today and goes, you know what we need to do? I don't know why I'm doing the impersonation of you as just hammered. Yeah. But when this idea came to you, you had to be a... you had to be a little drunk when this came to you.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I
T-Hack has decided that we need to take calls and we need you to call with your roof stories.
Yeah.
So that time you had a roofer over.
No.
There was that time. Oh, there he was. And we wanted shakes and he just kept pitching the shingles. And we were like, no. We're a shake family. Roof. No. Your job is riding on whether or not you looked me in the eye and said, everyone's got a roof story.
They do. So do you know what the Slacker Show needs?
A roof story.
More roof talk. No.
Roof talk.
There were a couple stories that I found of things happening on a roof, and I was thinking about, oh, I remember when I was on the roof and blah, blah, blah. And then I
was one of them, the kid, I don't even know what state it was in, but I just saw the, he was a missing person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the news came to just film. It's like if it was here, like 9 News went, but it was like in New York or somewhere. I don't even remember.
Brooklyn.
No, I actually saw the still. I saw the,
oh,
the
really?
Shot
okay,
from
yeah,
the newscopter.
Yeah.
They live in a high-rise building, and the kid's just in a chair on the roof.
Yeah.
Like, the news station was just going to be like, here's some B-roll of the kid's building as we're talking about this kid who's missing. And they're like, hey, he's on the roof. His backpack is sitting there, and his feet, he's like in an Adirondack chair or whatever you call those things. And he's just kicking it.
Just hanging out. Yeah, he was like playing hooky from school, and they thought he was missing. He was just on his iPad on the roof.
So that's what inspired you?
Yeah, because
to do roof stories?
I feel like everyone has gone onto the roof and they've done something. I've talked about my senior prank where we had to climb onto the roof. It was a big deal at the school to try to get up there to spray paint our number.
They can call with any story as long as it has the word roof in it.
Yeah. As long as you had to be on the roof.
Well, hold on. I'm checking the rules of the game. What about that time I had a bunch of friends over? We were hammered.
Okay.
And one of them says, let's go drink on the roof. And I'm like, okay, but first, let's make a whole thing of Totino's pizza rolls. And we did. And before we went on the roof, we all threw one in our mouth and burned the roof of our mouth. And we never made it onto the roof. Would that qualify as a roof story? Because I said roof like 5 times.
I don't know. Would you want me to put them through with that?
Dude, your job is riding on...
Okay.
I'm going to say if we don't get at least 4 different unique stories for roof stories...
Okay.
2 things will happen. 1, roof goes into the trash can as being never done again. We will never do it again on the show. 2, you will take the trash out and never come back.
Okay, I will never be on the show again.
Correct.
Okay.
So we need at least 4 calls.
Of roofs. Roof stories. Everyone's got one.
If you've got a roof story, save T-Hack's job. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I had a buddy in high school who we would always go, like his parents wouldn't let him come out with us all the time. He was always getting in trouble for stuff, but we would still be hanging out. So we ding dong ditch his house. Like we knew he was in there and stuff. And then we started climbing up onto his roof and he would leave his bedroom door window open. So then from the roof, we would get into his house and then we'd just be like waiting in his room. And sometimes he would come and sometimes his mom would open the door and there'd just be like, everyone's in there because we're on the roof. And I remember they would catch us on the roof climbing. It became such a thing that they were like scouting the roof to catch us on there.
I'm going
to
tell you this. The story's got to be better than that one.
Okay. Yeah. I believe in the listeners that they're wilder than that.
Okay.
Have you've never climbed onto a roof or done anything bad on a roof?
I have a couple different stories. One does not involve getting onto the roof.
Okay, let's hear it.
There was a 4th of July celebration at my buddy Mark's house when he lived in Wash Park. And we had imbibed quite a bit. And we all decided to, in Wash Park, they have a separate garage in the back. Like it's detached, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Everyone climbed onto the roof. And most of the kids climbed onto the roof. And my daughter wanted to climb onto the roof, but it was kind of high and the ladder scared her. So she got onto my back. And then I climbed the ladder.
Ooh.
But I don't know
tricky.
If you've ever, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
No.
If you ride a motorcycle and you have a passenger on the back who doesn't understand how to ride a motorcycle, if they don't lean with you, you're both going to die. Because they're throwing your equilibrium off. Like you know what to do with the bike. And if they counteract that, it's going to throw your inertia. It's bad. Well, my daughter did that on the ladder.
Oh, no.
So about halfway up the 20-foot ladder, so 10 feet up, we were screwed. And so I had to jump off the ladder face first so that she would land on me as opposed to me landing on her.
Oh, no.
Which at this point...
That's good, Dad.
Yeah. She will not go up two steps on a stepladder right now. She is... deathly afraid of ladders to this day because of what I did to her when she was like 5.
Really? Yes. Because she wasn't leaning with you.
She leaned the wrong way. Like I'm trying to, like you're raising your arms and going up. Mm-hmm. But so I know it's not a roof story, but my daughter is scarred for life because of her roof.
It counts. You were going to the roof.
My real story is this. My old house, you could open my master bedroom window and step out onto the roof.
Ooh,
out onto the first level of the roof. So I would go out and put Christmas lights up that way.
Okay.
So I was putting Christmas lights up and one of my neighbors came over and was like, so you're putting lights up? I'm like, yeah. And he said, is that Mojo in the window? Mm-hmm. So my dog was looking out the window, the very window that I had climbed out of.
Oh.
When he said the word Mojo jumped onto the roof.
Oh no.
Which was slanted. And all I heard was... the little pause, not being able to hold it together, and then Mojo falling off the roof and landing in my front yard. And then Mojo streaking across the street to go see the neighbor. He survived.
He
survived the fall.
And the neighbor's like, hey, buddy, you okay? Hey. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So a roof almost killed my dog and my daughter. So
well,
if you want to stick with your plan of doing roof stories.
I didn't mean to bring it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a
My father used to build houses.
Mm-hmm.
God rest his soul. He was tragically killed in a roof accident back in Nam. Mm. Okay.
I've taken it too far.
I have
to check some timelines.
Yeah. Also, my father's still alive. So.
Okay, good.
All right. I am trying to sabotage.
Everyone's got a roof story. Prove me right, people.
It's got to be... It can't just be going out on a roof and drinking. Something bad has to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You fell off. You fell through. You fell through the roof at all.
So it's falling stories you want. Do you want roof stories or falling stories?
Yes, just a roof story. It's clear.
If you've got a roof story, you can save TX job.
Yeah.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What'd you do?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I believed in the listeners. They believed in me. I'm so happy. You're stuck with me.
We're apparently doing roof stories. And I said if we don't get at least 4 calls, TX fired. Yeah. And if you're calling right now, you're getting a busy signal. because so many idiots are trying to save your stupid job.
Everyone's got a roof story.
No, they
I'm
don't.
Telling
okay.
you, everyone's
the,
got
did
one.
You, did you talk to the like? Are these good stories or are they?
They're roof stories. Well,
Marie.
Yay!
Roof. What do you got?
We were flying the drone in a snowstorm in Steamboat, and then we accidentally dropped the drone on the roof, and then the neighbor said, I know a guy in Craigslist can go on your roof. So he called his four friends and went up in the roof, grabbed the drone, and we have the best footage of snowy Steamboat Christmas Day.
Wow. So not only the roof
story. Is this
story,
a roof story or a drone story?
There's a roof guy.
I'm just like.
There's a roof guy.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure out if what we're hearing here right now, Marie, is a drone story. How about tomorrow we do drones? Okay. Nothing but drone stories.
Okay, call back.
All right. Thank you for the call, Marie. You're letting that one go.
It was on
That's
the roof.
A drone story.
She involved a roof guy, a specialist.
Okay. Joey?
Yay.
Roof. What do you got?
Okay, so I was a teenager, and this was like a one-story house, like an older house where the basement is like underground.
Mm-hmm.
So I climb up onto the roof to put Christmas lights on. Well, I couldn't get down, so I was stuck up there because I'm afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend literally had to come over and help me get off the roof, and everybody was laughing at me, and I was just crying hysterically.
Wow.
This feels like a Christmas light story.
Come on. She was stuck. She's afraid
you
of heights. Stuck.
How did they get you down? What did they do to get you off? Like open a can of tuna?
No.
Oh, that works for
they
a cat.
Were he like was holding my hand and was like, okay, step here, I got you. And I'm like so terrified to get down.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Roof guy is apparently like an in demand
service.
There's
a Craigslist area for just roof dudes. Thank you, Joey.
I don't make it to that section of Craigslist very often.
Ryland.
Yai.
Roof. What do you got?
All right. So I was actually in high school myself, but me and my buddies went up to the roof of our elementary school, and I first went on. I was told the cops were being called, so I went to go get to the end, and I actually fell straight off. Broke my jaw straight on the concrete.
Oh wow.
Yep. Hit my face straight on concrete. I had to go get right to the hospital right away. Bunch of screws in my teeth, everything, and mouth wired shut.
This feels like an idiot story.
pretty much.
No, it's a roof story.
Thank you for the call, man.
I have my back, Riley.
All right, well, that was only three. We needed four calls. So T-Hack no longer works here.
Come on, there's more.
Jack.
Yay.
You see, everybody exhaled. They were like,
my key card stopped working for 1 second there.
Jack, what's your roof story?
Hey, so when I was a teenager, first of all, I grew up with a swimming pool in our backyard, and we had a two-story house, and there was a balcony. It was technically a roof. That you could kind of walk out of. It was this rickety old roof.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends and I, when my mom was gone, we would come home at lunchtime and we would jump off of the roof into the swimming pool.
This feels like a stupid dare story.
Yeah, we got a little bit more.
He didn't get to finish his story before his cell phone gave out. So
he's probably
still
on a roof. That's why he's so dedicated.
Jen?
Hi.
What's your roof story?
This kind of seems funny. I just picked my daughter up and I'm looking at the school, but our senior prank, we put a car on the roof.
Ooh, wow. You actually did it? I've heard of that.
Did you have to take it apart or did somebody bring a crane?
Yeah, no, it was a VW. I'm a little old. I graduated in 1993, but yeah, it was a VW. Took apart and...
How many pieces do you take it apart in?
Lots.
There was a bunch of guys involved.
It's like always auto shop does it. Like your auto shop.
That's I'm always wondering. Is it like, can you do it in four big chunks or does it have to be like.
No, like lots of.
Like, all right, who's bringing the seatbelts up?
No, you just.
No, we didn't take the engine up. It was a VW bug. Those things come apart and then the frame is like nothing.
Yeah, you just. They left the engine down below.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great roof story.
It's a great prank story. I wouldn't call that a roof story.
Involved a roof?
It's like you've got stories in your drone story. I'm not counting that
the people
one.
People have my back.
No, they have your back, but they're
people
not telling
me.
Claire?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, roof. Why are you trying to save his job?
Yes, thank you, Claire.
So a lifetime ago when I was 21, I was living in Okinawa, Japan, and I was working on a Marine Corps base, and we had a tsunami party, like in a tsunami, and we all went onto the roof of the barracks.
Why?
And what? There was this, because it was, just 21 is stupid, and they're Marines. And so there was this giant, and there was this giant radio antenna on the roof of the barracks.
Yeah.
And so we're all drinking, and I'm so glad my son isn't going to hear this because he's in North Carolina. We were, us girls were acting like it was a stripper pole. And so next thing I know, I'm halfway like down the roof on the drain pipe, and I went in through the window because the wind had blown, and I kind of like slid off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in through the window and ended up hugging a mop when I woke up in the morning with a massive hangover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's what we have. Okay. We have yet another drunk moron story, not a roof story.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we started this new thing that's probably not going to last much longer than today.
Nope.
It's called Do's or Nope. And it's only because we haven't come up with a better name.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a name, you can text it in.
Yeah,
sure.
51059. It's basically, you guys are going to try to throw some headlines, just some news stories out there. Because we don't often cover, and by the way, none of this is going to be hard news. It's going to be
hard-hitting news.
Hold on, I have it. I have it. Let me get it. There we go.
All right.
Oh, news or nope. So just, and yesterday, I think Aaron got to go first. So you get to go first today, T-Hack.
Okay. Well,
give us something that we need to know.
Well, 3/4 of us have sat through a life event that we had absolutely no interest in, something like a concert or
does
any.
Does this count?
Then it would be 2/3.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What do you mean a life event? Wait,
he's giving examples.
Yeah, like a concert or something. Because you're trying to.
Why would you sit through a concert you didn't want to go to?
Your kids' concerts.
Oh
no, I've always liked that.
Okay,
I genuinely. I'm just saying, like, if you said, if Aaron was like, "Hey, I have an extra ticket to the Eagles," I would just go no. Obviously. Obviously not
rude.
The Eagles. Somebody else. So
yeah,
like,
but if your significant other really wanted to see him and you go, "I'll go with you," and all.
I don't think you are understanding how adept I am at divorcing people.
Wow.
You want to go to a concert I don't want to go to. I can lawyer up.
My wife's college graduation, that was a big one for me because I
sworn
off college.
You didn't want to go to that?
No, I'd sworn off college. She didn't want to go either. She graduated early. Like, she'd already been off campus for a long time. And we all had to like make the trek back to go and sit in the hot gym and stuff. I did it for her, though.
Hold on, I have to make my chart.
Okay.
Because basically on News or Nope, if we talk about a story long enough, that person gets a point.
And if I make you so angry you forget to nope me, I still get a point in the end.
I mean, so, okay. I just think, how much of us? 2/3?
3/4, yeah.
3/4. Yes, yeah, she said 2/3. Okay.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating.
Thank you.
People, life is too short. And if it's something you want to go to, just don't.
Yeah, stay home.
Just absolutely stay home. Yes, go ahead, Aaron.
First, I want to start off by mentioning the delicious chocolate chip cookies. Just think about them for a second.
Mm.
Oh, she's trying a new tactic. She's trying to get her story to go through with some sort of olfactory.
They're filling the air. They're warm. They're fresh out of the oven.
If this has anything to do with Frontier Airlines, I will punch you.
Why would it have to?
Because Frontier used to have chocolate chip cookies on the plane.
They did.
Yeah, but that's such a stretch out of everything. I'm like,
we're already stretching. This is supposed to be news headlines, and you're sucking us in, and now we're smelling cookies.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you the amount of spit you produce.
Okay. What?
You brought up Frontier, so now it seems like mine is crazy.
Because you're trying to make us salivate.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think that's the same.
Always thinking about cookies, so trick question.
You've got me, so I'm going to give you a point for news. This is not a nope.
Well,
this was a stupid way to get into it.
You didn't say it had to be.
No, I'm
clever.
Just saying because it's like because I think it. I think I don't know the study that you're referring to, mm-hmm. but I doubt very seriously. I think it's probably about how much saliva the average human produces
every single day.
Right,
but you produce more when you think about food. Or if you smell food.
It just
food.
Seems like if you're doing a scientific experiment, it's like, I wonder how many car accidents happen on Arapaho Road every day. We'll set up a camera there. Oh, but before, let's all have a beer at this. It's like,
That's not at all.
You've influenced the experiment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've tainted the sample study.
Right. This is how much spit I would normally produce, but now I'm sitting here thinking about cookies.
Well, it's about 2 to 4 pints, so a day.
How much?
2 to 4 pints of
pints.
Saliva
wow.
a day.
That seems newsworthy to me.
I'm going to give you a news. It's tied up at one apiece, but okay. I'd like for future, maybe you have pints.
Maybe
just hold
display?
Up a pint of spit and go, okay. Here's one of four.
Here's you by now.
Here's yesterday.
Where does it go? Okay, I guess you just swallow it.
Yeah.
Unless you work here and you, okay.
All right, well, scientists have gotten together and they've determined that 20 inches is the ideal length for this. What do you think it is?
He's good. You see, you guys are getting good at the game because you're trying, if I say nope, you're never going to tell me.
No, I won't. 20 inches. You might think, well, that seems kind of long. What is
that's
it?
That's a lot.
Yeah, 20 inches. 20.
Yeah, 20. That's a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to go news because I have to know. Hold on. Do you have a guess of what 20 inches of something?
I don't.
20 inches. Perfect. This is the ideal length. You want 20 inches.
20 inches. It's not snow. 20 inches of distance between you and other people.
Ooh.
20 inches.
No, decent guess.
20 inches.
That is a good guess, actually.
Damn it. It's news. Go ahead. What is it?
The best toilet paper length is 20 inches.
20?
20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2-0. That's how much.
That's me getting warmed up.
I agree. But it says that 20 inches offers the right balance of usability and eco-friendliness, which we don't care about.
Could you relate that? Like for the future, right? Aaron's going to bring in pints of spit.
Okay.
And so I need you to tell me about how many squares that would be.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'm going to go five.
And are we doing the scalloped version?
It's still the same number of squares, no matter how they tear off.
I don't know.
I do like the scalloped.
I don't know. What kind do they have in the gas station? that's what I'm used to. Those big rolls.
I'm going to say it's 5 squares. And 5 squares
I think
is
probably
barely,
about 5.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the type of disasters I've had going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're a bidet guy.
I am, yeah.
When Aaron just noped me. Is that how this ends today?
It is.
No, what? You get one more chance because right now it's 2-1.
Okay.
He's 2 news and you have 1 news. If this is a nope, TX is the leading.
Come on.
Here we go.
It turns out that 1 in 5 workers feel so overwhelmed by information that it's driven them to consider quitting, just like I am right now.
No!
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't understand this. So,
I understand it probably too much.
So there's a list of words that are beautiful. Now, in my head, when I read that, I'm like, love, laughter, because it's a beautiful sentiment, but that's not what they're talking about.
No,
they're talking about the word itself.
Yeah. Like it looks good. It looks beautiful.
How does a word, like this is why, okay, I'm just, tell me a word, just try, okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me a word that you think it can be on the list, but you personally, if you understand what this is talking about,
I do.
By the way,
I do, yeah.
As a total side note, we've barely talked about this. We are still looking for another person on our show, mm-hmm. and we have done auditions and stuff, and there's a few people that are like we're really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, the reason she came to mind when it comes to this, has a form of synesthesia.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, oh, I can remember the address because it's orange. And it's like, what?
Right. Yeah. Hers is different because I've only heard it with music before, right? Like you see music.
She sees letters and numbers. Like when she's like spelling my name out loud and she's like, ooh, blue or whatever. And you're like, what?
I know, which I don't know. They could just be lying. Well, you'd never know.
I've always thought people with synesthesia are lying, but I think it's actually Pharrell has it. Like, so
yeah, that's true. And when she said like, oh, I know that the address was this because I see the orange.
She's like, the address is 333 because I see orange. And it's like, what? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So it's not, but it's my point in bringing that up is twofold. One, eventually there's going to be another person on our show, but also that's not even what we're talking about. It's not that kind of beauty. It's not, you have to be synesthesia to hear a word and go, ooh, the word stream is chartreuse. It's like, no, you're saying words themselves, typed or handwritten, mm-hmm. are physically beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am now going to do what I said. I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
Tell me a pretty word.
This one has always been pretty to me.
Okay.
The word is Egypt.
Egypt. What are you talking about? I had to open my eyes. Egypt.
Egypt, yes.
It's a sandy crap hole. I know there's beautiful pyramids there.
Yes, but I'm just talking about the E-G-Y-P-T.
Capital E.
I love because capital E and then the G gets the little swoop on the bottom and then the Y gets the little swoop on the bottom.
Do the swoops meet? Huh, kind of. They could.
Kind of. Mine do. The way my handwriting is, they kind of overlap. And then the P is just another down, but it's straight. And then the T is straight, but it's up. It just looks balanced. It looks nice. You don't see that?
No. The only Egypt. Thing I get is the two.
Is that Egypt?
The two letters at the bottom. I get that. But other than that,
yeah. When I write it in a big swoop, E-G-Y-P.
Okay, we're now writing on the.
No.
Okay, that's stupid.
No. Okay.
Write Mike. I know. I hate the word Mike. No. Wait. Slow. Okay. Do Mike again, but stop on the E. Okay. Now do the E, and when you finish the E, swirl it all the way back around and use the E to make a dot above the I.
Ah, I can't. I'm so
just
on
do
auto.
The E like big and like whooped. That's I used to do my signature with like a
whooped. A little curly at the end.
Yeah, like that. I used to
That's
do that.
Cool. Mike.
Mike. Okay, let's give some of the examples. And we want you to text in with your
that one's mine. That one is not on the list. So I might be alone on that one. But one that's on the list, velvet.
What's good about velvet?
I think the two V's in it, it just seems, there's not a lot of words with two V's maybe. It's part. It just looks kind of, it looks beautiful.
Do you know what, this is going to sound stupid, but I just, this is something I've thought of since I was young. Did you ever do the calculator like boobless?
Yes.
Okay.
Boobless? No, boobies.
Oh, we did boobless.
Oh, okay.
B-O-O-B. Yeah, so it's 5537-8008.
And hold, we did either boobs or boobies.
Boob is perfect if you capitalize it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because the capital B looks like the girl's view looking down.
All right.
Boobs.
Yes.
The two O's is like looking straight at
straight
it.
Straight on. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Great.
The lowercase B is side boob.
Oh, wow. An underrated.
There
underrated
are,
view.
There are three boobs.
In the word
three
boob.
Sets of boobs.
That's a beautiful
in
word.
In boob. That's the only word I can get. The other one that they say.
That's beautiful.
Is bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it looks like a bed. There's a headboard.
Yeah, there is.
With the lowercase B on the front and a footboard with the lowercase D.
And it's all just, you could lay down there. Okay. Those are beautiful. Not Egypt, I guess. That's stupid.
If you have other words, we're just going to just type anything. Just text in your favorite pretty words to 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Apparently, the government has put us in charge of all new laws.
Mm-hmm. It's about time.
T-Hack and Slack are back with an attack. On. So we basically, we're giving you the radio station right now to call and say, what should be illegal? What there ought to be a law is what we normally call this when we do it. So it's like, it's kind of like the thing that's just driving you nuts and you think it shouldn't be allowed anymore. Like right now, a good chunk of my day is hitting ignore or swiping up on spam phone calls.
Yeah. It's like in spurts, right? Like, so you're in one where they're just getting
it's no longer a spurt. It's literally a whale's blowhole. Okay. It is. I mean, it's just a gusher all the time. I get probably, and I know people are going to think I'm lying, but I'd be happy to, like, I'll show you right now. Like, I'll pull up my phone and go, look, I have Micah and my parents. Sorry, I just named our boss's whole name. Every other call on there is a spam call.
It is. Oh, that's, yeah, full
every
screen.
Every other phone call, and it's just like pages and pages of spam, 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 spam. That's all I have. And I think there ought to be a law that people who, did we bleep his name? I think we bleeped his name.
Yeah. I did, of course.
Okay, I'm just wanting to make sure. I'm like, I just named, by the way, he lives in his address is one. Okay. I think they should be subjected to the same number of calls they make every day. Like,
I like
if you're
that.
A spam caller and you called 400 people, then you have to sit there and have your phone ring 400 times.
Yeah. Do they have, they don't have to answer. It just has to be.
But it has to be while they're trying to sleep. It has to be disruptive as hell. Because, like, you know when it happens to me? It happens to me when I'm on a walk or I'm working out or I'm doing whatever and I'm listening to, like, music or something to, like, and then it cuts out. It's like, call from unknown number. And you're like, and then you have to get rid of it and then restart your podcast or restart your song or restart. Yeah, I'm usually listening to the Slacker Show when I'm out on a walk.
Oh, good. You free on the Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is that really where you get it?
Yeah.
Does the Odyssey app work now?
It works wherever you get your podcast, so Odyssey app.
I mean, does the Odyssey app actually work?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I feel because they've interrupted, so then I get to interrupt them doing what they love. Like, whatever it is they're doing, it's
Do like that.
They can't just set their phone there for 8 hours. They have to, like, they have to be, this is my law. People who inconvenience you need to be inconvenienced the exact same amount as punishment.
I like that a lot. And you're not outlawing it. You're just, is fair. Yeah. I think, do you ever answer it or you just ignore it? See, I answer sometimes.
Why? Because then it tells them it's a real number.
But then I go, hello? And then it's just silence.
You know what?
And then, hello? And then they just hang up. So they don't even say anything. And I want to know, what is that? What are you spamming me with?
You don't give them time, but they're going to hit play on something. It's like, you say hello, and then you wait.
But then they hang up on me.
Oh, they do?
It just, yeah, then the call just goes away, and it's like,
maybe they're just verifying you're real. Now you're in the you're in the pool now.
Hello?
You're about to get a whale gush.
No.
Hello. All right, so one example so far. I'm sure you have 20 yourself.
But, I do.
But we want the phones to blow up. What is something you would love to make illegal? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've been waiting to do this segment again. I've been sitting on this. I think this ought to be a law. You know, now when you put your sheets on your bed and if you get some sheets have the very nice little tags where they say
side or
top
bottom.
Or bottom.
Yep.
Side.
Yep.
It should be a law that every sheet should come with those tags. Why would it not?
I don't know.
Why
I don't know, especially when you have like a king.
Yes, that's what we have, a king. And it's
a king is almost like the same size on either way.
Yes,
you can't eyeball it.
Mm-mm. It's basically a square.
But it's enough that if you got it wrong, the seams don't hit the sides.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we have like two or three pairs of sheets, I don't know, that we kind of rotate through, and only one has these labels on it. And so that I just put the same ones on every time.
100%.
It's like, I don't want to use the other ones. I don't want to figure it out.
No, you're right.
Yeah, so
they
just
should all
label
it. Because then you just keep turning it, because they'll sometimes put a tag, and you assume, just like the tag for selling it or whatever, and you have to assume that's on the bottom.
Yes.
But then you have to turn it. You might potentially have to turn it four times before you find that tag.
Right. Well, and there's a tag on, we have like a mattress cover. Then the sheets have a tag. Then there's a tag on the blanket. There's all these tags and they all kind of go in different corners.
Yes.
Try to remember which one. Just label it.
Label it.
Label it.
My mattress pad.
And charge me $5 extra. I don't care. It's going to save me.
$10. Yes. My time is worth it.
I agree. Okay, yeah.
The Costco sheets say side or top or bottom. The Costco ones. The Kirkland.
Okay,
ones.
That's good.
They do.
That's good.
It's my favorite sheet.
I like. It's like you really only need one or two. You don't even need to do all the sides. We can figure it out. Even I can figure it out. Like, if it says top or bottom, I know the other one's a side. Fool me once.
My rubber or whatever. It's like the mattress pad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only has side on it, but it's like okay, yeah, I got it.
Great.
Oh, if it doesn't have any tag, that must be top or bottom.
Yes. Ta-da. Yes.
Ugh. I have it. Okay. No, dude. Yeah. I am signing on to your law.
I like it.
What about this one?
Hmm.
LED headlights
mm-hmm.
should be illegal.
Yes. Yes.
They are annoying. They make me think everybody's on bright. I flash people 20 times a day and I'm like, oh, sorry. I didn't realize you just had J-hole headlights.
You're supposed to flash them with your headlights, not the way you've been doing it.
The other one that I read on the internet, this is actually being proposed. Gas pedals should get harder the faster you're going.
I like that one too, actually, because I'm a very cautious, defensive driver. Some would say bad. Some would say
most people would say bad if they've been behind you on a road, which I have, or in front of you. You're the most unaware, slow, terrible driver I've ever been around.
Yep, 2 feet at a time, just right in front. Next,
your gas pedal should just not.
Yeah. Yeah. But it should be harder to go. It shouldn't.
At 70 miles an hour, you don't need to go much faster. So you should have done squats that day if you need to push any harder. If you want to go faster than that, you better have a leg.
I like that. Yeah. Keep it a little safe. Let's see. I think that you should ban unskippable ads. If you give me an ad on a YouTube video.
Oh.
Let me skip it.
Yeah, but they let you skip. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Why some skip and why some don't?
Because you know what they do?
Or just be honest. What's going on? Why? Why some and why not?
When they know they got you, because I was watching like a Charlie Puth video that was like an hour long. It was him like doing songwriting stuff. And like the first ad's like 15, so you're sitting there watching it, and it's like, skip. Okay, got it. And then the farther in, they're like, this dude's committed. And now the ads are like 45 before you can skip.
Oh.
And eventually they get to like 90 before you can skip.
What?
They just keep throwing them in the middle and they're like, dude, you've been watching this for an hour. You're not going anywhere.
Or I've had it like sometimes we'll put a video on for our son or something on YouTube and then an ad will come up and the ad itself is like an hour. Like literally,
they
just put like a movie or something. They're like, yeah, just put it as an ad. And then you can skip it. But if we're not paying attention or then
it just keeps going.
Yeah, and we just come back. He's watching something completely different. We're like, what is this? We didn't have any.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah, they put whatever. It'd be like a music video sometimes. It'd be like, here's our 4 minute music video as an ad. Yes. I don't want that
so
to be illegal.
So it's got the skip illuminated, but
yeah, but he's
not
hitting
it.
Yeah, he doesn't know or he's seeing something
you're right.
Good.
That should be a law.
Yeah, and
that
he's like, don't skip this one.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Dirty.
If you've got something, we're giving you the radio station to just get anything off your chest. What do you want to make illegal? There ought to be a law. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're allowing you to create new laws on the books.
Yes, let's make a change.
What was yours again?
That all sheets should have labels top, bottom, side.
With all due respect, your ideas are really normally very stupid.
Okay.
But this particular one's great.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, we can do it, people. We can be the change. We can fight.
Because I thought about, is there a fabric marker or something? You could just like go, but then you've got a mark on your sheets.
Yeah, and then you want to bleach your sheets and stuff. You don't want it, and then it's going to come out. Yeah.
I agree with yours.
Do a little tag.
Rowan?
Yai.
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
Yeah, okay. So I didn't realize how big of a problem this was till I got a job at a wastewater plant. But flushable wipes shouldn't be flushed.
100%.
Yeah, they clog up everything and like all of our machines, like our screens that screen out all the solids and stuff.
I've seen like a video of like, it's just a big mass of like dude wipes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is not good for me. I'm a culprit.
You are, but you're a bidet guy now.
I'm a bidet guy at home, but when I'm on the road,
you bring some dudes.
I have to bring some wipes because I have to recreate the bidet.
Just bring a garden hose or a fire extinguisher.
But I gotta Okay. Have a little more cleanliness down there. But is it, if they say flushable,
they're lying, though. Yes,
that, that's what the law.
Yes, the law is don't call them flushable. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Just non-flushable.
Just throw them away. Like, I know you want your butt to be squeaky clean, but just put it in the...
Yeah,
and
I'm,
you don't want it in the
way.
Trash. But, like, you could flush anything. If never mind. Because if poop will fit down, then you could flush Legos. Legos are flushable, but they're not.
No,
so you don't want to
do
that.
All right. Sorry, Rowan.
Chris?
Yay.
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
They need to get rid of that new motorcycle law that people are, or the motorcyclists are able to pass you when there's stalled traffic.
Oh, they can go down the middle or they can go out down the side? Yeah.
They're allowed to do that now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not great. And I had a Harley do it to me on the way to school this morning, and they're like, "Roar!" And it scared everybody in the car. And I'm like, "What are you doing, man?" It's,
yeah.
No. Like, I don't like it. Just because you can fit between the cars doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, it's so dangerous.
Exactly. They're a motorized vehicle. They should sit behind like everybody else and wait their turn.
I agree. I like it.
We're doing that one. There's motorcycle riders waiting for us outside right now. Way to go, Hack.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, the Hells Angels are pulling up to the... Brittany?
Yes.
Yeah. There ought to be a law. What's yours?
The service charge... when you go to a restaurant or even like do something, get ice cream, like they'll say it's to help with fair wages for the employees, which I'm for, but I think they should incorporate it into the menu items instead of like a random
charge
at the end.
But they don't want to do that because you're like, wow, ice cream's expensive here. So then they just do it to at the end when you're already committed.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, it's not fair. And not every place deserves a tip. All the places with their little iPad they flip over now, you're like, hey, man, you didn't do anything. But flip this iPad over, and it's like, and it's defaulting to 22%. And I'm like, relax. What did you do other than flip this iPad over? What was your part of
this? Right. Well, and I'm always torn, too, because the person, like, they'll flip it around and be like, oh, and there's a question there. And then they look away. Like,
yeah,
I'm
it's
not,
like, oh.
And it's like, oh, well, now I kind of want to give you a tip because you're not pressuring me. But now I also, you're looking away, so I'm not going to.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Torn.
Thank you. Mike.
Yay.
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
There ought to be a law where we can opt in to block physical mail for USPS junk mail. All that junk mail we have to go through all the time.
Yeah.
Fake signature written mail. All that should be illegal.
I agree. I feel like because I get the mail every day before and it's never anything. It's always just ads.
I get that.
And
I get the email ahead so I know what's in there.
Oh, you do?
You got to sign up for that. You can sign up for
it. My wife gets it, but I like to...
No, because then I know. It's like, I check my mail like once every month or so because I'm like...
And they keep bringing stuff even though it's getting full?
Eventually I have to like wedge it out of there, but it's like, I already know that it's exactly what Mike is talking about. It's like, there's nothing but junk in there. I agree. Like,
yeah.
Junk mail would stop if none of us opened it.
Well, yeah, especially in wherever... Well, I'm trying to be like environmentally friendly and stuff, and yet it's every day.
Yes. Taylor?
Yay.
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
Okay, it should be illegal to leave your shopping cart in the parking lot. Stop being lazy and put your damn cart in the car return.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
for sure.
I walk it all the way back to the store. Unless there's one really close, I walk it back to the store.
I always go towards the store, whatever's
everywhere.
The closest
They're everywhere in the parking lot.
Yeah, you got to do that. I concur.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's free to use, just... have some courtesy.
And the other one that I would add to the law is there ought to be a law that if you're walking in and you know you want a cart and you see somebody wrapping up with their cart, you ought to be able to, like, I do it all the time, but everyone should just feel like walk up to them and go, hey, can I take that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I do it all the time. And they're always like, what? I'm like, yeah, just relax. I'm saving you the walk.
Yeah, I left some gas in it for you.
Yeah.
Anytime you get to do that joke.
Jen. Oh my God.
Yay!
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
There ought to be a law against being stupid.
That doesn't look good for us, though, Jen.
Yeah, is that aimed at anyone in particular?
No. There's a difference between stupid and ignorant.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to do my bid here. See you in 20 years.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
What do you... this is not real. There's a couple things I do want to talk about shoe related.
Okay.
Like, but you think guys have more shoes than girls because you're a freak.
I think the stereotype is outdated. I think guys have caught up. I think guys have more shoes. Yeah. They have sneakers.
I think in this room, you're right. But I don't think Aaron's a typical girl, and I don't think you're a typical guy.
Mm. Thank you.
No, I just don't think you're not like my ex-wife. Like, we'd go to a store and she'd be, oh God, look at these black boots. And I'm like, what? You have 14 pairs of black boots. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, no, but I don't have one with the low ankle and the high heel. And you're like, who? Okay. Like, your jean covers it. What do we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Aaron, you're not that person.
No, the other day I wore a dress for the first time in like years.
You did?
And
here? Did we see you?
No, not here. Okay. Not here.
Yeah, no, I would have remembered that.
But I still wore my black Vans.
You did?
Or no, I'm sorry. I wore my nude Vans or like the...
Oh, skin color, yeah. Flesh color. I don't know. Whatever. New, it's like, what a weird...
I don't know what color it is. I don't know the name.
Okay.
I feel like more guys have shoes. We've traveled recently together. And what did I talk to most of the guys about? Shoes.
Because you're a dork.
But and so are they. That they were talking back.
That's become the norm.
I don't think that's the norm.
It is. It's a big, like...
There is a sneakerhead movement.
Yeah.
But I think if you get outside of Dorkville, we were with other radio people.
Okay.
I think if you just go someplace where cool people hang out, they're not all just wearing...
They don't let me into those places.
I know, but that's why I'll take pictures from one of the cool places. I just don't think... I think women still win for shoes. I think women... Like, go through a mall.
I think guys have more. I think they have more than they even the guys who don't collect shoes like I do. I'm an outlier. I have over 100 pairs probably. But I think
most
guys. Hold
on. Is that really true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what I like is shoes. So that's.
Do you have?
I've answered this question my whole life. They're like, do you know how much money you'd have if you didn't buy all those shoes? And I say, yes. And do you know what I'd do if I had that much money?
What would you do?
Buy a bunch of shoes. So it's kind of just the same.
That's a good comeback, bro. So then what are you trying to say? You think
I think even the average guy has more pairs than he wants to admit. I think he's got gym shoes. He's got a bunch of dress shoes.
Maybe
for work.
A couple gym shoes, because like you might have weight shoes, like weightlifting shoes, and then running shoes.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is a weightlifting shoe?
You want a
shoe?
Flat one. A lot of the times people use Converse because you want a flat one to get the full.
That cannot
reach.
Be true.
I'm not even joking.
I don't know about the weightlifting, but
I'm being totally serious. I just put on my Hokas and do everything in my Hokas.
Yeah.
But
well,
I would guess if we went out to your garage, you've got shoes in the garage. You've got mowing shoes. You've got slippers.
You've got a couple pairs of Crocs.
Sandals.
One's mowing. You've got sandals.
Oh my God. When was the last time you were in my closet? You're freaking me out.
Well,
I have exactly two pairs of
what
Crocs.
What time is it now?
One is my red mowing Crocs.
Yep.
And one is my Christmas Crocs.
Yeah, you
Crocs.
Need to, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just outdated. I think everyone has a ton of shoes everywhere. I have shoes like at every door of the house. There's a slip-on something mm-hmm. put on. And I think guys, that's what's happened. Guys have more shoes.
Okay, I wanna, how do we do a poll of this? Can we put it on socials or do we just do texting? Because I don't think it's true.
You think women are still by far and away?
Yes.
I feel like I'm convincing my wife to buy shoes more than she is asking.
Your wife
me,
is
I'm
an outlier
get...
as well. She is a head of HR and she works from home, so she never has to do...
Yeah,
God, maybe it has flipped.
Yeah.
Because COVID, like nobody... That was the other thing I wanted to talk about was I saw a couple stories the other day is women aren't wearing heels anymore. So much so that like, I think it's the inventor of Spanx.
It was.
Has created a high heel sneaker. And it's not like the high heel. Oh my God. It's the other thing. I don't know how to say this without coming off weird. I'm so jealous. And Aaron's got a pair and my daughter just got a pair. I think the look of sneakers with a chunky heel is so flippin' cute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so much. I'm like we walked by a whole display of Converse and even
I
some of the Nikes
those,
now,
yeah.
they make in a super chunky and it's like, and there's even Nikes with a heel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this chick came out with, it looks like a regular shoe, but then it's got a stiletto. So it's not like
what?
The whole shoe goes up into a heel. The whole shoe goes up and then there's like a stiletto coming out of the back.
What?
And it's kind of sexy, dude.
Really? Is that even comfortable though? So you still
it's
have to tie
It's not about comfort.
Them?
It's about us, man.
Okay.
But that's the thing. It is about comfort if they're trying to make it a sneaker
I think
heel.
They're trying to combine the worlds because they know you're wearing athleisure.
Yeah.
So they know you're wearing Lulu, but they want you to be able to wear a sneaker and just
are,
like.
Mm-mm.
You're a no?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Mm-mm.
Say why.
No, you just can't combine those two things well. It's like pick one.
I think you don't think it's kind of hot in the same way that your chunky heel, your chunky cons.
No.
I don't know. I think you're onto something though with the working from home, because I think more people are working from home, and also with the popularity of Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, all that stuff. Everyone's selling everything all the time. I think women are getting rid of their heels that they don't need 100 pairs anymore, so they're scaling back, and the dudes aren't, because we just have our shoes forever.
Because I'm afraid to throw away shoes.
We never throw them away. So I think we're catching up.
Like, I've got a pair of Hokas out, and they're stacked on top of like three different black Nike. I got my black Nike Pegasus, some other, you'd know all my black Nike running shoes or whatever. And I don't wear anything but my Hokas.
But you can't get rid of the other
ones. Why can't? How could I?
I agree.
There's nothing wrong with them.
That's why
why do I keep them? I'm a freaking hoarder.
Exactly. So you probably have a lot more shoes than you realize.
All right, text in. Like, I don't know how we do this, but like, if you're in a relationship,
yeah,
go in your closet, count her shoes, count your shoes, count his shoes, count your shoes. Text in the numbers to 51059. Who's got more shoes?
Yeah, come on, fellas, we got this.
This isn't the kind of competition we want to win.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
My favorite thing is when I walk in the studio and Tia goes, I'm fired up!
I am. I'm locked in. I'm fired up.
What do you... You're fired up about this?
Yeah, there's a list of women go wild for men who do these things, according to psychology. And mainly there's one that I'm very upset about, because I've thrown this one out. I've suggested it before, and I've been turned down in this room. Specifically, I've been told, I've been called names.
I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
So do you want me to guess which one it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, we can go through them and see, because Aaron's not in the room right now, so there's no way for us to know. How about we do this? We'll start reading these and we can like kick them around. But
okay,
if you're of the female persuasion, text in to 51059 and tell us if you, quote, go wild, end quote, for these things.
Yeah, is that a psychological term?
Like, what is go wild?
He's going wild again.
What do you think it means? Like, she wants to have her, like, to me, this is written by a psychology magazine or something. So they're trying to say, she gets horny.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I think it's a turn on, yeah.
Because they just don't want to say horny or like get... So yeah.
Go wild.
So they say go wild. Okay.
Yeah, go primal.
Number one, offering to pick her up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This one is the one that hearts hard. Because I've suggested
we're already
this.
On the one
we're
that
on
you
the
don't
one.
Like.
Yeah, this is the one. Number one on the list. And I've said, if you're going out on a date, you got to pick her up.
No, you don't.
You have to pick her up and you have to walk to the door.
Bro.
You can't go out.
Bro.
You can't honk from outside.
Bro. Do you know what year it is?
I do.
They don't want, like, no.
But this, according to, they'll
if
go wild.
If you just matched with somebody on Tinder, on Hinge, on Bumble, on Raya, which I'm still not a member of.
Yeah.
If you're on Raya, please text in and offer to be one of my references to get onto Raya. That'd be great. If I offered to pick them up, they'd be like, what are you doing, creep? Like, you don't...
And that's what I was told. You meet, like, when Aaron goes on her dates, they meet out at a place, or they meet at Red Rocks or at a bar, so then you're free to go. But this, according to here, it says it's a considerate move that most people tend to forget. And it shows, if you offer to pick them up, it shows that you're concerned about her safety, and it might make her feel special. So while
you're concerned about her safety... Or lack thereof, if you're a creep. You seem like a creepy guy. I'm just saying.
No, I'm concerned about her safety. I will be a gentleman.
If she doesn't know you, so you could be the reason she's not safe. That's all I'm saying.
Or she could feel special that I'm picking her up.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You can feel safe. Look at me.
No, look at me. That's my point. If I'm not wearing a hat, am I creepier in a hat or without? Because it's kind of skin, it's a horse apiece, right?
Probably without, I guess. So you're just,
more creepy?
No, I don't know. I don't think you're creepy.
Well, you are. You're
but I'm
like,
not
this
of
is,
the female persuasion.
I'm wearing a hat right now and cargo pants and a black shirt. I literally am wearing what Dexter wears when he kills people. My daughter, when she sees me in this exact outfit, she says, "Where's your dark passenger?" Which is what Dexter calls his person that serial kills everybody. I showed up at your daughter's door,
okay, yeah,
this feels a little dark because she's only one.
Quite an age gap.
Isn't the half your age minus 40?
It's something like that.
I understand. I think because we live in the world we live in, women have had to like up their defenses a lot. So chivalry has taken a backseat.
Mm.
But I think if the situation's right, you're probably accurate. Like it saddens me that something so simple would be something that makes a woman.
I agree. And that's, I'm interested for texters to text in, because it also says like she may turn you down if she doesn't feel safe, but she might still appreciate your thoughtfulness. Or will she think you're a creeper? Like, I genuinely want to know. What do you
text to 51059 if you want me to pick you up later? Okay. Here's the other thing, and this is off. This is not on this list, but Katy Perry recently did an interview where, she, like, first off, minister's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor's daughter, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're a little bit wild. She talked about coming downstairs and the kitchen was clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
He lives there. So the kitchen should be clean.
I agree with this. It's a weird thing that people spend so much time arguing about things like the dishes or the vacuuming or whatever chore, devoir, that you want to say, because we all live here. We all want a clean house. So let's just do it. Let's stop arguing about it and let's just knock it out.
Katy Perry, minister's daughter, said she came downstairs, kitchen was clean. And so special kisses immediately ensued. Yeah. That's all I'm saying to your point. How effing low is the bar? If I did something I should have done anyway, and now you're so turned on, you can't keep your hands off of me. Guys, the rest of you are failing so hard. Mm-hmm. Like to just show up at her house in your car that drove you there.
Right.
To put cereal bowls into the dishwasher, right. And she's going to like... Mm-hmm.
That you ate! They're dirty because of you anyways. I agree.
Let's keep going.
Let's.
Opening and holding doors for her.
Yes, this isn't a good one. I actually get in fights with my wife about this because she doesn't always let me get to the door before her. And then so I'm like, she opens the door and I'm like, you got to let me do it. And she's like, well, you got to walk faster. You got to beat me to it. So it's this back and forth of who's right. Do I have to sprint to the door to beat her there? Or should she have a little more like,
do you
she
open a car door?
If we're without the kids, I try to, but no. Yeah.
I do the car door. Car door is big for me
all the time. Good move.
Yeah. But I've gone on dates where there's one person in particular who gets upset. Not upset. They do a shoulder shrug, a head flop back, and an eye roll. Because sometimes I have to do what you're describing. I have to like D up. I have to box them out.
Right. Beat her to the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta get
all the
up there.
Sports analogies.
Like we're walking to the car and it's like there's other cars in the way. Well, if she's in my way, I gotta move her. So that I can get to the door and open it.
And then it feels less gentlemanly at that point when you're...
But it's still gentlemanly. I feel, using my therapy words, that it's still the thing. I think it just, they don't... Because the bar is so low, they don't know what to do with it. It's like, why are you being this nice to me? And it's like, I'm just trying to keep you from getting your hands dirty. Like, I'm just trying to...
Keeping your car door clean.
I don't like it because I have a Tesla. Okay. If they touch the glass when they're... Okay. It's like, sometimes it's for me. All right, we've only gotten to two of the six things that women go wild for. We'll get to the rest of the list next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are learning how to make women wild.
Mm-hmm. Go wild, according to psychology.
Wait, who gets to prescribe drugs? Is it psychologist or psychiatrist?
I don't know.
Because one of them...
I can't remember.
I think it's psychiatrist, maybe.
It's a highly searched Google search.
Is it really? It's like... Because I... like. when
psychologists cannot prescribe medication.
Yeah, so these guys aren't the good ones.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I mean, just like I have friends who are shopping.
That's also Google's. Who's the good ones?
Yeah, who's the one? If you're shopping for an Adderall prescription, who am I going to? So far, the things that make women wild are the bar is so low.
Yeah, very low.
Pick on her the up, not like physically, but drive to her house and open and hold doors for her.
Yeah, which it could kind of just be one. You could kind of combine those and pick her up and then hold the door when she gets in the car.
Be a human. Yeah. Okay, next. I just want to say I have not read ahead, but I just read the next one. Mm. And I'm like, this doesn't get any better. Like, I know that I make everything about me. And I know that's probably a problem. But I'm just saying, again, that I'm out there trying to actively date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am, if you were out there, Tiak, you would be the biggest catch because you are. You do want to hold doors. You do want to come pick them up. You do want to do all the things on this list. But for some reason, the women on these apps are like, please don't pick me up. Please shove me out of the way and not open the door for me. Please don't actively listen while I'm talking. That is number three. Listen while they talk. The bar is set so low. Like, all I'm saying is, if you lucky ladies listening right now were fortunate enough to match with me on Pornhub's dating site.
Catch me in the comments.
Yes. I would, I know it doesn't seem like it. If you listen to this show, it's like you're not going to get a word in edgewise. But, I would listen. How is that a thing that has to be pointed out?
I'm sorry, what? Okay, no, I...
A-hole! Okay. I just built you up. Like,
I struggle with this one, if I'm being honest. I struggle. There's phones, I get thinking in my head, and I realize I'm in my head, and I'm not listening.
I think you're lying. I think you're trying to not seem as cool as you are because you don't want to get hit on when you're DJing. You and your wife don't put phones on the table when you eat, right?
No, we don't.
So, you listen.
I try to, yeah. I guess it's
what would prevent you from listening if it's not
getting
your phone?
In my own head. So it's like I'm sitting there and it appears that I'm listening, but I'm thinking just my mind's the hamster like wheel's what? Going. I don't know, just nonsense.
Like if I pick up the dishes, will she Katy Perry me later? Is that what you're doing?
There's a lot of that.
Okay. Next is messaging or calling after the first date.
Mm. See, this is always I thought this was bad because I used to kind of do this. But it comes off kind of desperate or pathetic or whatever. You're supposed to be cool, be
Are
calm.
You?
Wait a little bit. Seem a little disinterested.
Because I'm going to tell you this. I have definitely done this. And I don't believe in that. I don't believe in playing a game.
I don't either.
Like if we had apps and a couple glasses of wine somewhere. And when I left, I was like, damn, I'm going to text you right then. I'm going to be like, are you close? Can we make out? I mean, maybe not that.
Yeah.
Probably just a PP pick or something.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
I've gotten those texts.
I'm
not close, but I can drive. Where are you? Send a location.
Last time we were at the Griff, I sent you a little. No, but I mean, I feel like the game is so overplayed. Mm-hmm. Like you can't text till tomorrow, but not first thing tomorrow, but not at lunch, because then it seems like you're just doing that. You only think of her when's the right time?
Right. I think you're so right. The game's so overplayed. That even if you are, you're saying, just genuine and I want you to know I had a great time tonight. I'd love to
that
see you again.
That was great. I loved it.
But that feels like part of the game. It's like, oh, now you're doing a move or you're doing the anti-game move where you're doing the opposite. And it's like, no, I'm just trying to be genuine.
I just
genuine.
Really like you.
Yeah. So how do you make it genuine? I don't know. I agree. Just be honest. Be honest and open and text whenever you want.
All right. There's two more things. And I feel like, again, I do all of these things, and yet no one will date me. Why have I made this about me?
You're a catch.
Give honest compliments. This is the only one I don't do.
You don't?
I don't.
Why not?
When was the last time I complimented you? Mm. Okay, I complimented your new hair.
Yeah.
I did do that.
My hair, yeah. And then every once in a while, you compliment my skin, which is always nice to hear. You're the only person who does it, weirdly enough.
I just don't. But when I'm out on a date, it feels... I know I just said I don't want to play the game, but I also don't want to come off as desperate. But if somebody's like, I've been on a date with somebody, I'm just like, my God, your mouth is perfect. But can you say that?
That one.
Because it feels like mouth sexual, yeah, mouth feels... kiss, mouth whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, why can't I? It's like, I can't stop staring at your mouth. Like, you have perfect teeth and like...
Yeah, I don't know. So do you get, you just don't give any compliments? Like, or do you lie? Do you lesser a compliment? Like, this says give an honest compliment. Do you give a fake compliment?
I don't give compliments,
just
period. In fact, I do the opposite. Do you remember I told you my first wife, the first time that I picked her up, I asked her if she wanted to attend like a premiere of a nightclub with me. And I picked her up and...
Nice, good. That's one of the things.
I picked her up at work, so whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So I pulled my car up and she was, and I ran around, I opened her car door. And I was like, oh, we're actually going to like a gala, not a strip club. I married her.
Okay, yeah.
Does that...
Wow, I don't know.
Immediately divorced her 9 months later.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got one of those stories of a semi-truck spilling its load.
Mm.
And it's not the worst thing that happened that day.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I've got a story that should inspire you to wear belts.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready to be inspired.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
During a robbery in España.
España!
See.
Italian.
No, He did it. All right, in España, who can
there was a man robbing someone, I don't know, something. But his pants, they slipped down and it caused him to drop handfuls of cash.
No, not the cash.
Los pantalones.
There we go.
Hack for the win.
El dinero, no.
He was carrying a machete, caused him to trip.
Oh.
Ooh. Caused his hood to fly off.
Oh,
revealed his face.
Revealed his face.
Witnesses were able to point him out.
Oh yeah.
They had to compare a couple of photos, like upper and lower.
So we know what his butt looks like and like, but police got him.
They got him.
Because he didn't wear a belt.
Yeah.
Right. They have to do the lineup. We're like, now everyone turn around.
Drop your drawers. All right, that's pretty good. My story comes out of California.
So
we got one of them. What'd you just say?
Hello.
We got one of them semi trucks driving down the road, and it crashed and spilled its load of red peppers across the highway.
Bogus, dude. Bogus.
So there's a huge traffic jam, but that's not where things get bad. He struck a sign when he crashed his vehicle there, and the sign was full of bees.
What?
Wait, I'm sorry. There's a sign full of bees.
Yeah, there was like a sign that had a beehive.
Oh.
Okay.
I was thinking it was like there was someone who put bees in there. I don't know. It's another California thing. I don't know. Valley Girl?
No. So the sign had a bunch of bees. Sound like we have playing right now. They had to bring out a special bee vacuum.
Really?
To suck up all the bees.
Excuse me? What? Can you get all of the bees?
I am going to choose all my stories from California from this moment forward. Those are all the stupid people we can find.
The bees?
For today.
Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
My favorite thing is when I walk in the studio and Tia goes, I'm fired up!
I am. I'm locked in. I'm fired up.
What do you... You're fired up about this?
Yeah, there's a list of women go wild for men who do these things, according to psychology. And mainly, there's one that I'm very upset about because I've thrown this one out. I've suggested it before, and I've been turned down in this room, specifically. I've been told... I've been called names...
I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
So do you want me to guess which one it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, we can go through them and see, because Aaron's not in the room right now, so there's no way for us to know. How about we do this? We'll start reading these, and we can, like, kick them around, but
okay.
If you're of the female persuasion, text in to 51059 and tell us if you... quote, go wild, yeah. End quote, for these things.
Yeah, is that a psychological term?
Like, what is go wild?
He's going wild again.
What do you think it means? Like, she wants to ever, like, to me,
yeah.
this is written by a psychology magazine or something. So they're trying to say, she gets horny.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I think it's a turn on, yeah.
Because they just don't want to say horny or, like, get... So yeah.
Go wild.
So they say go wild. Okay.
Yeah, go primal.
Number one, offering to pick her up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This one is the one that hits hard. Hearts hard. Because I've suggested
we're already
this.
On the one we're that on you the don't one. Like.
Yeah, this is the one. Number one on the list. And I've said, if you're going out on a date, you got to pick her up.
No, you don't.
You have to pick her up and you have to walk to the door.
Bro.
You can't go out.
Bro.
You can't honk from outside.
Bro, do you know what year it is?
I do.
They don't want, like, no.
But this, according to, they'll
if
go wild.
If you just matched with somebody on Tinder, on Hinge, on Bumble, on Raya, which I'm still not a member of.
Yeah.
If you're on Raya, please text in and offer to be one of my references to get onto Raya. That'd be great. If I offered to pick him up, they'd be like, what are you doing, creep? Like, you don't.
And that's what I was told. You meet, like, when Aaron goes on her dates, they meet out at a place.
Yes.
Or they meet at Red Rocks or at a bar. So then you're free to go. But this, according to here. It says it's a considerate move that most people tend to forget. And it shows, if you offer to pick them up, it shows that you're concerned about her safety, and it might make her feel special. So why?
But you're concerned about her safety or lack thereof if you're a creep. You seem like a creepy guy. I'm just saying.
No, I'm concerned about her safety. I will be a gentleman.
If she doesn't know you, so you could be the reason she's not safe. That's all I'm saying.
Or she could feel special that I'm picking her up. That's what I think, okay,
let me ask you this.
You can feel safe. Look at me.
No, look at me. That's my point. If I'm not wearing a hat, what am I creepier in a hat or without? Because it's kind of skin, it's a horse apiece, right?
Probably without, I guess. So you're
more
just,
creepy?
No, I don't know. I don't think you're creepy.
Well, you're
but I'm
like,
not
this
of
is,
the female persuasion.
I'm wearing a hat right now and cargo pants and a black shirt. I literally am wearing what Dexter wears when he kills people. My daughter, when she sees me in this exact outfit, she says, where's your dark passenger? Which is what Dexter calls his person that serial kills everybody.
So if I showed up at
your daughter's door,
okay. Yeah.
This feels a little dark because she's only one.
Quite an age gap.
Isn't the half your age minus 40?
It's something like that.
But I understand. I think because we live in the world we live in, women have had to, like, up their defenses a lot. So chivalry has taken a back seat. But I think if the situation's right, you're probably accurate. Like, it saddens me that something so simple would be something that makes a woman.
I agree. And that's, I'm interested for texters to text in, because it also says, like, she may turn you down if she doesn't feel safe, but she might still appreciate your thoughtfulness. Or will she think you're a creeper? Like, I genuinely want to know. What do you...
Text to 51059 if you want me to pick you up later. Here's the other thing, and this is off. This is not on this list, but Katy Perry recently did an interview where, she, like, first off, minister's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm,
pastor's daughter, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're a little bit wild. She talked about coming downstairs and the kitchen was clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
he lives there. So the kitchen should be clean.
I agree. I agree with this. It's a weird thing that people spend so much time arguing about things like the dishes or the vacuuming or whatever chore, devore, that you want to say, because we all live here. We all want a clean house. So let's just do it. Let's stop arguing about it and let's just knock it out.
Katy Perry, minister's daughter, said she came downstairs, kitchen was clean, and so special kisses immediately ensued. That's all I'm saying to your point. How effing low is the bar? If I did something I should have done anyway, and now you're so turned on, you can't keep your hands off of me. Guys, the rest of you are failing so hard. Like, to just show up at her house in your car that drove you there.
Right, right.
To put cereal bowls into the dishwasher, right. And she's going to like... Mm-hmm.
That you ate.
That you
they're,
ate.
They're dirty because of you anyways. I agree.
Let's keep going.
Let's.
Opening and holding doors for her.
Yes, this isn't a good one. I actually get in fights with my wife about this because she doesn't always let me get to the door before her. And then so I'm like... She opens the door and I'm like, you got to let me do it. And she's like, well, you got to walk faster. You got to beat me to it. So it's this back and forth of who's right. Do I have to sprint to the door to beat her there? Or should she have a little more like
do you
she
open
kinda,
a car door?
If we're without the kids, I try to, but no. Yeah.
I do the car door. Car door is big for me.
All the time. Good move.
Yeah, but I've gone on dates where there's one person in particular who gets upset. Not upset. They do a shoulder shrug, a head flop back, and an eye roll. Because sometimes I have to do what you're describing. I have to like D up. I have to box them out.
Right. Beat her to the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to get up there.
All the sports analogies.
Like we're walking to the car and it's like there's other cars in the way. Well, if she's in my way, I got to move her. So that I can get to the door and open it.
And then it feels less gentlemanly at that point when you're...
But it's still gentlemanly. I feel, using my therapy words, that it's still the thing. I think it just, they don't... Because the bar is so low, they don't know what to do with it. It's like, why are you being this nice to me? And it's like, I'm just trying to keep you from getting your hands dirty. Like, I'm just trying to...
Keeping your car door clean.
I don't like it because I have a Tesla. Okay. If they touch the glass when they're...
okay.
It's like, sometimes it's for me. All right, we've only gotten to two of the six things that women go wild for. We'll get to the rest of the list next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are learning how to make women wild.
Mm-hmm. Go wild, according to psychology.
Wait, who gets to prescribe drugs? Is it psychologist or psychiatrist?
I don't know.
Because one of them...
I can't remember.
I think it's psychiatrist, maybe.
It's a highly searched Google search.
Is it really? It's like... Because I... Like,
psychologists cannot prescribe medication.
Go. Yeah, so these guys aren't the good ones.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just like... I have friends who are shopping...
That's also Google's. Who's the good ones?
Yeah, who's the one... If you're shopping for an Adderall prescription... Who am I going to? So far, the things that make women wild are the bar is so low.
Yeah, very low.
Pick
on
her
the
up, not like physically, but drive to her house and open and hold doors for her.
Yeah, which it could kind of just be one. You could kind of combine those and
pick
her up and then hold the door when she gets in the car.
Be a human. Yeah. Okay, next. I just want to say I have not read ahead, but I just read the next one, and I'm like, this doesn't get any better. Like, I know that I make everything about me, and I know that's probably a problem, but I'm just saying, again, that I'm out there trying to actively date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am, if you were out there, Tiak, you would be the biggest catch, because you are. You do want to hold doors. You do want to come pick them up. You do want to do all the things on this list. But for some reason, the women on these apps are like, please don't pick me up. Please shove me out of the way and not open the door for me. Please don't actively listen while I'm talking. That is number three. Listen while they talk. The bar is set so low. Like, all I'm saying is, if you lucky ladies listening right now were... fortunate enough to match with me on Pornhub's dating site.
Catch me in the comments.
Yes. I would I know it doesn't seem like it. If you listen to this show, it's like you're not going to get a word in edgewise, but like I would listen. How is that a thing that has to be pointed out?
I'm sorry, what? Okay, no, I...
A-hole! Okay. I just built you up. Like,
I struggle with this one, if I'm being honest. I struggle. There's phones, I get thinking in my head, and I realize I'm in my head and I'm not listening.
I think you're lying. I think you're trying to not seem as cool as you are because you don't want to get hit on when you're DJing. You and your wife don't put phones on the table when you eat, right?
No, we don't.
So, you listen.
I try to, yeah. I guess it's
what would prevent you from listening if it's not
getting
your phone?
In my own head. So it's like I'm sitting there and it appears that I'm listening, but I'm thinking just my mind, the hamster like, wheel's going. What? I don't know, just nonsense.
Like if I pick up the dishes, will she Katy Perry me later? Is that what you're doing?
There's a lot of that.
Okay. Next is messaging or calling after the first date.
Mm. See, this is always, I thought this was bad because I used to kind of do this. But it comes off kind of desperate or pathetic or whatever. It right? You're supposed to be cool, be
Are
calm.
You?
Wait a little bit. Seem a
I'm
little disinterested.
Because I'm going to tell you this. I have definitely done this. And like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in playing a game.
I don't either.
Like if we had like apps and a couple glasses of wine somewhere. And when I left, I was like, damn, I'm going to text you right then. I'm going to be like, are you close? Can we make out? I mean, maybe not that.
Yeah.
Probably just a PP pick or something.
Okay.
Yeah, like, right?
I've gotten those texts.
Yeah. Like the other
I'm
night.
I'm not close, but I can drive. Where are you? Send a location.
Last time we were at the Griff, I sent you a little. No, but I mean, I feel like the game is so overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't text till tomorrow, but not first thing tomorrow, but not at lunch, because then it seems like you're just doing that. You only think of her and like, so when's the right time?
Right. I think you're so right. The game's so overplayed. That even if you are, like you're saying, just genuine and like, I want you to know I had a great time tonight. I'd love to
that
see you again.
That was great. I loved it.
But that feels like part of the game. It's like, oh, now you're doing a move or you're doing the anti-game move where you're doing the opposite. And it's like, no, I'm just trying to be genuine.
I just really like you.
Yeah. So how do you make it genuine? I don't know. I agree. Just be honest. Be honest and open and text whenever you want.
All right. There's two more things. And I feel like, again, I do all of these things,
mm-hmm.
and yet no one will date me. Why have I made this about me?
You're a catch.
Give honest compliments. This is the only one I don't do.
You don't?
I don't.
Why not?
When was the last time I complimented you?
Mm.
Okay, I complimented your new hair.
Yeah.
I did do that.
My hair, yeah. And then every once in a while, you compliment my skin, which is always nice to hear. You're the only person who does it, weirdly
I
enough.
I just don't. But like when I'm out on a date, it feels... I know I just said I don't want to play the game, but I also don't want to come off as desperate. But if somebody's like, I've been on a date with somebody, I'm just like, my God, your mouth is perfect. But can you say that?
That one.
Because it feels like mouth sexual,
yeah,
mouth
it feels,
kiss, mouth, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, why can't I? It's like, I can't stop staring at your mouth. Like you have perfect teeth and like.
Yeah, I don't know. So do you get you just don't give any compliments? Like do you lie? Do you lesser a compliment? Like this says give an honest compliment. Do you give a fake compliment?
I don't give compliments,
just period.
In fact, I do the opposite. Do you remember I told you my first wife, the first time that I picked her up, I asked her if she wanted to attend like a premiere of a nightclub with me. And I picked her up. And
nice, good. That's one
of
the things.
I picked her up at work, so whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So I pulled my car up and I ran around, I opened her car door. And I was like, oh, we're actually going to like a gala, not a strip club.
Mm.
I married her.
Okay, yeah.
Does that
Wow,
help?
I don't know.
Immediately divorced her 9 months later.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got one of those stories of a semi-truck spilling its load.
Mm.
And it's not the worst thing that happened that day.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I've got a story that should inspire you to wear belts.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready to be inspired.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
During a robbery in España.
España!
See.
Italian.
Because he even did the chef kiss at hand.
He did it at the hand.
What are you doing? All right, in España, who can
There was a man robbing someone, I don't know, something. But his pants, they slipped down. And it caused him to drop handfuls of cash.
No! Not the cash!
Los pantalones.
There we go.
Hack for the win!
El dinero, no!
He was carrying a machete, caused him to trip. Caused his hood to fly off. Revealed his face.
Revealed his face?
No!
Witnesses were able to point him out.
Oh, yeah.
They had to compare a couple of photos, like upper and lower.
So we know what his butt looks like. And like, but police got him.
They got him.
Because he didn't wear a belt.
Yeah.
Right. They have to do the lineup. We're like, now everyone turn around.
Drop your drawers. All right. That's pretty good. My story comes out of California.
Sup, bruh.
So we got one of them What'd you just say?
Hello.
We got one of them semi-trucks driving down the road, and it crashed and spilled its load of red peppers across the highway.
Bogus, dude.
So, yeah, there's a huge traffic jam, but that's not where things get bad. He struck a sign when he crashed his vehicle there, and the sign was full of bees.
What?
Wait, I'm sorry. There's a sign full of bees.
Yeah, there was like a sign that had a beehive.
Okay.
I was thinking it was like there was someone who put bees in there. I don't know. It's another California thing. I don't know. Valley Girl?
No. So the sign had a bunch of bees, and then it went from a pepper emergency to a bee emergency. Police had to be called, fire trucks, helicopters, SWAT, and some dude. I literally have every sound clip we have playing right now. They had to bring out a special bee vacuum.
Really?
To suck up all the bees.
Excuse me, can you get all of the bees?
I am going to choose all my stories from California from this moment forward. Those are all the stupid people we can find.
The bee?
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.